Humans have always wanted to fly. One of the things humans have always wanted to do was fly. We spent thousands of years thinking about it. This can be verified by checking out some of the gods we worshipped who had wings and some of the many stories which were told about flying and even the dangers of flying. Remember the ancient story about Daedalus who flew too close to the sun and his wax wings melted? We thought flying was only achieved a few hundred years ago when hot air balloons took to the sky, but to our surprise a toy glider was found in an ancient Egyptian tomb and it was capable of flight. There are those who think there is something going on and flight may have been caused by people from the future going back to the past and introducing it. They point to such things as the plaque at the temple at Abydos in Egypt which clearly shows a helicopter, a plane and an unidentified flying object. The plaque is thousands of years old. How can this be possible and how can it be explained? There seems to be only five rational explanations for it. The first would be the Egyptians had achieved flight and it was covered up. The second is aliens put up the plaque or Egyptians did after seeing alien flying machines. The third is a prophet was able to see the future and saw these machines in his mind. And the fourth is people really did come from the future and used these things and a record was made of it. The fifth explanation is there was an advanced race living on the earth who discovered flight. The Indian Vimana details alien flying craft which seemed to also have been given or lent to royalty to use to fly around their kingdoms. Some of the ships are shown doing battle with each other and possessing weapons which seem to be nuclear and also laser. The nuclear weapons were said to have been dropped on some areas of the earth and those areas are even radioactive today. Is this just a coincidence or were true facts written in the Vimana? Some people believe it is true, because the depictions of the nuclear weapons is spot on and as are the results on humans after they are used. There is a story which has gone around the internet and it states an ancient Vimana was found in a cave and it was 5,000 years old. The story states it was found in Afghanistan, but it was probably in pieces. It was supposedly found in 2012 and the story was hushed up. Many world leaders became interested in the story and it is said President Barack Obama showed his interest. It was described as resembling the nose cone of a large rocket. When the Black Plague attacked in the Middle Ages, there were many stories of aircraft spraying out a mist in front of them and spraying the people and the land making the people sick and killing them. Could it be possible many of the people whose deaths were attributed to the Black Plague were really killed by these machines? If they were really doing this to us, who was flying them? When we talk about early aircraft, it is hard to explain the fact jewelry which looked like aircraft was found in South America, specifically Colombia. Some scientists have poo-pooed the jewelry saying it is just copies of flying insects, but since when did insects have propellers or jet engines? Some have dated the jewelry as being from 1000 BC but others put the date much later around 1300 to 1400 AD to make matters even more convincing. Models of the jewelry aircraft were constructed which were much bigger and they flew perfectly, demonstrating the fact the producers of the jewelry had a knowledge of flight or copied what they saw in the sky. China was producing man-carrying kites as early as the 7th century AD. Marco Polo discussed this and said before a Chinese ship would sail, they would send up a kite with a man on it and the pattern of the wind would be checked. This apparently was not always in the best interest of the man. No one wants to be strapped to a kite which is up at least a few hundred feet and can come crashing down. Polo said not only was this dangerous but it was cruel. It was so dangerous that Japan had a law against it. We think the helicopter was only discovered and created in 1939 when one took off from Stratford, Connecticut. It was designed by Igor Sikorsky. The truth is the principle was known all about for over 2,400 years. The Chinese had a toy in 400 BC which was a rotor attached to a stick. You would roll the stick and when the rotor spun you let it go and it flew. The Chinese knew hot air rises and they knew this for a very long time. Chinese lanterns were used as far back as the 3rd century BC. A Chinese lantern is some type of bag with a flame, usually a candle suspended underneath, which heats the air in the bag and gives it lift. One time a battle was won because the Chinese released thousands of Chinese lanterns and scared away enemy troops. King Inich Jinab Pakal was the ruler of an ancient Mayan city-state from 603 to 683 AD. He is also known as King Pakalifornia. What makes him so interesting is his sarcophagus. He is depicted in what most people believe is a spaceship. He seems to be in the control room pressing controls with his hands and feet. In his nose is some kind of breathing device. Flames seem to be coming out of the back of the ship. Leonardo da Vinci dreamed of creating flying machines. Unfortunately for him, there were no engines around to power his dream of a helicopter or plane. His helicopter had what he called an air screw instead of a rotor, and it is doubted it would have ever worked, but the idea was a solid one. He created an airframe which many say was modeled on the bone structure of a bat. It was 33 feet wide, and he was going to stretch some sort of membrane over the pine. The machine had flapping wings which the pilot would have had to flap manually while steering. No person could have ever exerted enough power to get it off the ground. When you look back at our humble beginnings, it is hard to understand how we have come so far. Our heavier-than-air machines have progressed from gliders, to planes and onto rockets and spacecraft. It is truly amazing.